Well, there was drama last night on the Central Coast. It went right into stoppage time. They got the job done. Their first victory in 7 years against the Melbourne Victory, that is the Mariners. And Robbie Slater was a part of the commentary team on Fox last night. Morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Robbie, first came off the rank, the Mariners. Great to see them get the job done against the Victory.
Well, like you,
first time in nearly seven years since they picked the Victory. Extraordinary game. The way it was just crazy, to be honest. I mean, Melbourne Victory were winning 2-1 into injury time. And then all of a sudden, Matt Simon, who came on as a substitute, that, you know, he sort of did what he does their best, and he just created chaos. That's what he does. And, mate, he came on. They got two penalties, which I believe in injury time, both VAR decisions. And they went on and won the game 3-2. I think by the end of the game, when the final whistle happened, we had 10 minutes of injury time. So, extraordinary scenes. The Mariners don't win many, but they won this one, and it was very dramatic.
Can you remember a game going deeper into injury than that one that had a result at the back end of it, Robbie?
Not really like that, to be honest. You know, Victory, 2-1 up, first minute of injury time, and then to go and lose at 3-2. The two penalties on VAR decisions is absolutely extraordinary. So it was great for the Mariners fans who haven't had much joy over the last few years. Of course, they are still second from bottom, and the only ones behind them are the other team up the North Coast. Not a good season for the North Coast. Newcastle Jets.
Well, it has been a tough season for the Newcastle Jets, Robbie, and they lost 2-1 to Sydney FC on the weekend. And I know that their new coach has said that they've got to change this losing mindset. How do they turn that around and address these defensive issues that we're seeing?
Well, it's a very good question. Now, who am I speaking to?
It's Jamie, Robbie. You should know my voice. You hear it on Soccer Insiders every week.
What a refreshing and wonderful voice to hear in the morning after those two nuggets sitting next to you.
Nuggets?
Nuggets. Well, listen, of course it works. Come on. And, well, a good question. You'll have to rephrase that because you caught me completely by surprise. So, changing the winning mentality for who?
Changing the losing mindset for the Jets and how they address their defensive issues.
The problem for the Jets is a lack of quality. And I put it firmly at the feet of the owner. We discussed this on Friday. I was at the game with Andy Harper. And the owner has made budget cuts 2 years in a row. And, yeah, they can't recruit. They can't recruit the player they need. And I've said that, you know, if you're playing in the A-League, you're a good player. So I'm not saying they don't have good players. Of course they've got good players. But what sets it apart, doesn't matter what coach you're talking about, whether they're from rugby league, or football is exactly the same. You recruit then quality players in certain positions to make your team a finals contender. And if you don't do that, you end up battling it out down the bottom of the table. And that's what's happening with Newcastle. Now, the trouble for me, the trend in the competition from firstly the Mariners, who have been doing it for years, and there's no surprise they're second bottom. Newcastle are now bottom. And for me, the challenge of the Independent Football League, when we start hearing from them, I haven't heard anything from anyone for a very, very long time. And James Johnson is supposed to start this week, I think it's today, at the FFA. But the Independent League is exactly what it says it is. It's independent. So we need a spokesperson from that side of the competition, which has developed. But these owners have got to be pulled into line. If you're not going to treat the competition with the respect it deserves, and you're going to go and run clubs on the smell of an oily rag, then for me, that's not good enough. It's not fair on the fans that buy suits and go to all the games. And that's a big issue to be addressed because it's not good enough. And Ernie Merrick, who, in fairness to him, never really complained too loudly about the fact that he never had money by players of quality. Yeah, he was sacked, and Craig Deans has taken over the assistant to Ernie as a caretaker. And look, they're going to have the same problems, whether it's him, and he said that he's not up for the job. But whoever they get as coach is going to have the same problems.
So who do you think that they should be looking towards to get the coach for the Jets, whether they're going to seek a foreign coach or a local coach? Because we have seen that local coaches tend to be a bit more successful in the A-League.
Well, of course, there are only three foreign coaches, Lidbarski, Levitska and Guillermo for Adelaide. Levitska and Lidbarski. Lidbarski was the first MPSC in the inaugural season, and Levitska was there for quite a while. In, the only, in 15 years, there are only three foreign coaches that have won the competition. If I'm Newcastle right at this point, given their state, I'd go for someone local to reignite, you know, what Newcastle's like. And the town, given you know this, came in the rugby league. It's a real community up there, of course. And I think they need a local to really reunite that whole community behind that club.
What about Brandon O'Neill? I'm just reading this earlier today. We've had Brandon on the phone and we've heard him chat about Sydney FC and that system and how much he loves the club. I know that he's off to Korea, but that's a big void to a big hole to fill.
Yeah, but it's a hole they've been filling for quite a few weeks now because he's been out injured.
Yeah.
And Brandon O'Neill nearly left last week. Look, he has been a fixture of this successful team for quite some time, but they've got Luke Bratton, who's there now, City, and he's slotted in well, but Caceres and Paolo Retro have been playing in those two positions where we were so used to for many years, of course, Brillante, Melbourne City, but we were so used to O'Neill and Brillante in the middle of the midfield for Sydney FC. They really weren't a reference in the whole competition. But it's, you know, it's changing of the guard, and you know, the other players that have been playing there now for quite some time have got to fill that.
Is there an element of maybe concerns too over the over the top? But are we going to be that league that just all our good players continue to go offshore and they aren't retained here? And I mean, obviously, I've heard you talk about players going to Europe and it's good for experience and whatnot. But is it also detrimental though to our league?
Yeah, well, of course it's detrimental to our league, but we have to understand where our league is.
Yep.
Players, the very best players always want to go to the EPL and Europe because that's where the big leagues are. And there's nothing wrong with that because in South America they do that. All over the world they do that. They want to go to the big leagues, the very, very best players. So there's nothing wrong with that in its concept because the A-League has to be a competition that develops players and produces players. And if you're seeing a very good player, like Aaron Moy is a perfect example, Matt Ryan was another one, they were both developed in the A-League, and then they went overseas. So if at the start of the career you're playing in the A-League and then you become a socceroo and you arrive to a level where you're good enough to go overseas, you're always going to go because we're not going to be able to match, one, the competition, and two, financially, what those boys can earn over there. They're earning millions.
And understand that. But I know that maybe Europe's a different kettle of fish to Asia. But in terms in terms of, like I say, the Korean team, I mean, should we be as a league, though, on par with a country like Korea? I know that they've probably got a higher ranking with their current football team, but we were Asian champions. I'm just more thinking about our bubble here. Should we meet?
No. And it all comes down to money.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon O'Neill's only going to the K-League for one reason.
Yeah.
It's financially. And, unfortunately, our league can't match it financially with the J-League, with the K-League, and certainly the Chinese Super League at the moment. And that's just the reality. And that's what the hope of an independent league, and the clubs have got what they wish for. They've got the power to run their own competition, and that they'll receive more money, of course. They'll take a huge cut of the pie from the money from the TV deal, which is with Fox Sports, of course. And that's the hope that they go and do the right thing and develop this league the way it needs to.
Robbie, the Olympic qualifier is on track after Olaroos beat Thailand. They now face Bahrain on Wednesday morning. How do you see that one going?
Well, we should beat Bahrain. They drew with Iraq. We drew with Iraq. We beat Thailand. Thailand beat Bahrain 5-0 in their opening game. I watched the game deep into the wee hours of the morning. the Ollaroos beating Thailand 2-1. They're the host nation. It was a big crowd at the Rajamangala, Bangkok. And they were under the pump first half. They were 1-0 down. It could have been a couple, really. But second half, they got a lot better and probably the power of the Tigers and won the game 2-1, two goals to D'Agostino. And, you know, it's a really good result. It is so important that we qualify for the Olympics. We haven't been there since Beijing. I've said that many times. And it's a whole day to talk about youth development and what's going on in this country with young players. You've basically got an all-in-rear team made up of players that are playing in certain clubs overseas, 8 or 9 of them, and the rest of them are from the Hyundai A-League clubs. The trouble for them is they're not playing. They're not getting much game time. As I said, that's a whole another topic and another problem that has to be solved by the independent league.
Now, Robbie, I know you're a Liverpool man, and I don't want to put the mock on your side, but they've now moved 16 points clear at the top of the EPL ladder. They're on 61 points in 21 matches. It's the best start to a campaign of any team in the history of Europe's top five leagues.
Yes, Jamie.
They're $1.02 with us now, Robbie. Is this just it? Liverpool now going to get their first title in 30 years?
EPL title. Yeah, it's going to be close.
It's going to be close.
I'm not getting dragged into...
Don't get dragged in, Robbie. Don't let Dave Stanley talk them up. Okay. Dave Stanley, be quiet.
It's back to 4 years ago when Steven Gerrard slipped on the Premier title.
Okay. At what point, though, because we asked this morning, at what point mathematically, like if it continues the way it is, because it'll be one of those things where you could be winning it a month before the season finishes.
Yep, it's possible if they keep continuing on that trajectory, that they've just got to be... Look, they've just got to concentrate on every game and take every game as it comes, as they're doing. That's what Klopp's doing. They've got a massive lead, of course, at the top of the table. Never been done before. It'd seriously take something special for them not to be able to win this title. And the thing is, they don't look like them.
No.
Losing their grip on it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, Man City were outstanding last season, as was Liverpool, as it went right to the wire and they just kept winning and winning, both teams in the run-in, and City pipped them by a point. But this season is completely different. City are still the main challengers. Leicester City losing at home to Southampton on the weekend was a big surprise. The demolition of Aston Villa have now slipped into the bottom three, along with Bournemouth, who lost in a big relegation battle to Watford 3-0. That was a real statement from Watford, who looked to be gone 6 weeks ago and now somehow dragged themselves out of the bottom four. The City absolutely demolishing Aston Villa 6-1. So they are still main contenders, and Liverpool have that distance on them, but they have to... They have to just keep going. That's what
you got
to do.
I tell you what, you won't be walking alone. There'll be people, like there's already people here at work wearing Liverpool jerseys. I didn't even know they supported football. They're just coming out of the woodwork, nice and ready for a big, big party.
That's exactly right. And, well, they shouldn't be too cocky just yet.
All right. Well, mate, we'll talk to you later in the week. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your Monday.
Yeah, well, this has been a real inquest this morning, and it's been thoroughly enjoyable.
You like it. All right, we'll talk to you later, mate.
Bye, Robbie.